A Christmas Carol. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. Luke 8:10. Letters.
Dear Grandpa, do you have a new wife picked out yet? Who's Grandmother after? Has her hip got back together? I hope Mum doesn't go to jail. Tell her I will come get her out if she does. I love Hogwarts. My best friends are Alex and Melvin. I don't have a girlfriend, but I have a girl I like named Esther. She's the smartest girl there is. Our defense teacher is a vampire, but he's a good vampire. I know lots of things the first years don't that Lupin taught me this summer, but I'm not showing off because then Harry says I won't have any friends. My favorite class is Care of Magical Creatures with Hagrid. He likes me and he's going to take me into the forest. Don't tell Mum. I have 12 detentions so far this month, and I'm going to have to start getting less. Mum says she's tired of them writing her and she sent me a howler. It was louder than Quentin shouting. Tell people to write me because sometimes I miss everybody at home. Even Kenny can write me, if he knows how. Love lots, Tim.
Tim, I've been instructed to mend the error of my ways and point out to you that following school rules is above all the most important thing one can possibly do in this world. Be sure and tell McGonagall I said that, will you? Enclosed is some of the only potion I'm good at making, polyjuice. All you need is a hair from the person you're wanting to transform into. Remember, it only lasts an hour, and then you'd better get out. I talked to your mum about our spy mission, but she isn't very keen on it at the moment. Don't get upset or say anything to her. I think Rosie might be our best go-between, and we'd better both stay out of it. I'll ask her to bring her round. If you get caught in the charms corridor at night again, climb into that painting of the grapes that's next to Flitwick's office. It comes out in the Hufflepuff common room. They won't tell. They're too loyal, you know. If Filch catches you somewhere, tell him you'll know what he's got hidden in that secret compartment in his third desk drawer, and you're going to tell McGonagall. And it's in your best interest to make friends with Mrs. Norris. She likes tuna and kippers. You can nick those from the kitchens, and she'll turn on Filch for a dead mouse. Congratulations on Gryffindor. I'm very proud. Remus.
Dear Tim, Grandpa said you wanted some letters. I was really glad to go on tour, but it's pretty boring now. Everybody seems kind of dull after you've been around our house and all the wizards, you know. Is Neville your herbology professor? Do you like his class? Everyone in my band thinks I'm totally weird because I have an owl. I finally thought of a name for her. Alice, it's for Neville's mum because I think she was awfully brave and it's terrible what happened to her. I told William it was from Alice in Wonderland, though, so don't let on any different. I was glad he came and visited me last weekend, so I had some company. You wouldn't think it, but touring can be kind of lonely. We're in France right now, but I don't have any time to do any fun stuff. The schedule my manager made is insane, and I'm going to kill him. I talked to Mum about the spy trip, and I told her I thought you had a right to know. And did she want you to grow up resenting her? She said she didn't want you seeing her act slutty because Malfoy put that spell on her. So I told her I'd go with. If she goes off with somebody, I can be the one to follow them and see if anything happens. Well, I can't say I want to see anything, but I'll do it for you. I know what it's like to feel like you don't know who you are. Mum is freaking out about all your detentions. You better get sneakier. Love from your sister, Rosie. Dear Aunt Elizabeth, Lupin and Teddy, guess what we did with the polyjuice potion? It was ace! All three of us took turns going into Professor Trelawney's room disguised as different male professors and told her we were in love with her. We even did Hagrid and Neville and Dragomir, the vampire defense teacher, and Ron Weasley and the potions master, who all the girls think is really cute. It was great and she totally believed it. But Neville keeps giving me suspicious looks in his class. I think he knows. We hate this mean Slytherin named Pinius. His head's totally square like a box. I can't wait to go on our spy trip. I get out of school at 6 and I'm going straight to your house in the morning. I told Mum I'll be nice to Quentin all holidays, and I guess Rosie talked to her because she finally said okay. Love, Tim.
Dear Tim, Remus has gone after some vampires in Romania, not the good kind.
I asked him where you got the polyjuice potion, and he wouldn't tell me, so I told him I wasn't going to speak to him until he did. Then he started talking really fast. He isn't the only one that knows how to get things out of people. He thought it was really funny what you all did to Sybil, and so do I. I hope you don't get into any trouble over it. You better make sure the box-faced Slytherin doesn't know. Remus is worried because the baby's due December 25th, and the full moon is the 20th. He's afraid he's going to miss the delivery. I hope that he does. December 7th is fine, but the order party is the night before, so don't come in too early. Congratulations on making Seeker. That's really great. I love you, Tim. Aunt Elizabeth. P.S. Aren't you proud of me? I can write with a quill pen now. It only took me 4 months to learn.
Remus, thank you for writing to Tim. He hasn't gotten any detentions for a whole week. I was worried that he'd just learned some new tricks on how to be sneakier, but he said you sent him an owl and it was all about how important it is to behave at school. Quinton is still in a bad mood all the time and he won't ever talk to me. I don't know how you stayed friends with him for 12 years. Solange.
Tim, excellent job with your mum. I wish it were that easy with McGonagall, but she knows me too well. She keeps sending me owls asking me about the polyjuice potion and I'm pretending I haven't gotten them. Remus. Liz, I don't know if Hestia will make it through these mountains or not, but I'll give it a try. I can always get another owl, but if I don't hear from you, I'll definitely bury myself in the 10 feet of snow outside this cave. I bought a couple of George's 10-minute fantasy charms with me, and they're actually pretty damn good. There was a lot of red lingerie and very unladylike propositions from you, and it was the best time I've had since I've been here. Pretty adolescent and pathetic, but that's what you've done to me. Please get some rest and send Teddy over to Harry's for a while. They don't even practice in December. Curl up in bed and read a book or do your computer shopping and take naps and think about me. Only the good stuff, though. I don't think anyone's ever missed anyone as much as I miss you. Remus.
Dear Tim, I heard you made Seeker and I'm really mad. Now I'm not the youngest Seeker in Hogwarts history anymore. I'm only kidding, I think it's great. I'm coming up next weekend to see Ron and I'll practice with you for a few hours if you want. Don't tell anybody, the other houses won't think it's fair. Ron says you're half the size of all the other Seekers though, so I think it's just making things even. See you soon, Harry.
Remus. I keep rereading your letter, and I think the parchment's going to fall apart if I unfold it again. It got kind of wet in the snow. Maybe you should enchant them. If you could read my mind when I'm lying in bed at night thinking about you, then you wouldn't need George's fantasy charms to entertain you. No, I'm not writing it a letter, and don't start begging me. The owl might go the wrong person, and then I'd be really embarrassed. Harry took Teddy to Hogsmeade yesterday, but I really missed him, and I was glad when he came home. His hair was bright orange, and he had 6 packages, and said it was the best day ever. Harry got you a blood orange dreamsicle, and it's in the icebox. Weasel will probably eat it at night, though. He's so horrible when you aren't here. Yes, he can actually be worse. I guess because he knows he doesn't have to listen to me. Yesterday he called me a filthy muggle whore about 10 times and I finally kicked him. I know he'll tell Hermione. He's been cleaning the house, so I'm guessing you told him to do it before you left. Of course he mumbles and mutters the whole time, but I don't care since I don't have to dust or sweep. He was moaning at Teddy about his life of agony and Teddy dumped the bucket of dirty mop water on his head. I know I should have made him write sentences, but it was too funny. Neville's over here talking about plants, but he's lying on the couch looking at the ceiling like he does, so he hasn't realised I'm not listening. Teddy's made you some dragon pictures and I'll send them along. I love you and I miss you terribly. Liz. P.S. Why can't Kingsley ever send somebody else after the vampires?
Liz, give Weezer the letter I just sent. House elves can read. I don't think I've ever been so glad to see Hestia, although she was quite displeased that I hadn't any birdseed. I promised her you'd give her some extra and a couple of worms. Don't make a face. Teddy can go get them for you. Kingsley won't send the other Aurors because, although they aren't all afraid to die, they're rather concerned about getting bitten and turning into vampires. Somewhat understandable. They can bite me all they want and it won't do any good. You can only have your DNA changed once. Owls don't ever go to the wrong person. Honestly, they don't. If you write me what you're thinking about at night, I'll do anything you want. Really, anything. I'll get you one of those red cats and bring you lunch from the leaky cauldron every day. Got me all worked up about it, and I can't pace around in this cave. I think it would be almost as good to see it in your handwriting as to hear you say it. I think this is what you mean about the begging part. Sorry. And Neville never notices what you're doing when he's talking about plants. I went to the forest for 2 hours once, and when I came back, he was still going on about his Mimulus Mimbletonia. I miss you desperately. Send me 5 owls a day if you want. Get another one so Hestia won't get too tired. Remus.
Dear Jamie, I bet you thought you'd never get a letter from me, right? This tour totally sucks, but the album's doing really well. I was wondering if you'd take care of my money for me and maybe invest half of it. I don't want to ask Dad, and there isn't anybody else I trust. Mum says you're doing really good in school, and with that company, she said you're pretty much running. She said Dad told you you're really good with investments, too, so make me some money, will you? Are you still writing Ginny? What are all the other Phoenix members doing? I don't know anything. How's Neville? I can't believe Grandmother is pressing charges against Mum. She's so awful. I hope she falls over something and breaks her other hip. Mum's really scared she's going to go to jail. How's everything at home? Talk to you later, Rosie.
Hey, Rosie. Happy birthday to us. Got a lot of good shit. I'll be glad to take care of your money, and I promise I'll make you a lot more. I've been investing everything I get from running Comtech, and I've got back like a 350% return. That's really good. Ginny and I got back together, so I'm not so mad at Dad as I used to be. I know you don't like her, but you should. If you're friends with her, you could get the first-hand scoop on the Phoenix members. She tells me a lot of gossip about them, but it's boring and I don't remember most of it. I just like her to talk about herself. Grandmother says maybe she'll drop the charges if everybody's nice to her, but I don't believe it. I think she's just using that to make Mum and Dad do whatever she wants. Now she's not on that walker anymore, and she's after some old git named Reginald. She's like 90 million years old and never says anything. He seems to actually like her. How desperate is that? And Grandpa's brought home like 5 different ones from the internet, and they're all pathetic and just want his money. One of them was younger than Mum, and she kept calling him Richie, and I thought I was going to get sick, so I went and ate in the kitchen with Lucretia. She's pretty funny. Elizabeth sent me this blueberry mascarpone cake for my birthday that I guess they ordered from the Leaky Cauldron, and it was the best cake ever, till Victor threw up on it, and then Kenny started throwing pieces of it at everybody, and Dad beat him up. So I guess you could say things are the same as always here. See you when I get back, Jamie.
Dear Ginny, I was thinking since you're back together with my brother, I should try to get along with you. I guess you never really did anything to me in the first place. Remus says we are a lot alike, and maybe that's why we didn't like each other. I think you should write some more books, because you're really talented. How's everybody in your family? I hope all your friends are okay, too. Jamie says you know all the gossip about the Phoenix members, and I wish I did, too. I'm really bored and lonesome on this tour. A lot of good gossip would be fun to read. Anyway, I hope you're not mad at me, and I did think it was cool that you stuck up for Remus. My dad's a great giant turd, and I hate him. Rosie. Rosie, thanks for your letter. I think you're right, we should definitely be friends. It'll make Jamie really happy. I guess I say stuff without thinking sometimes, and I shouldn't. That's probably why I haven't any girlfriends. That and I always get along better with guys, I guess because of all my brothers. I think you're pretty talented yourself. Jamie gave me a copy of your new CD, and it's awesome. I love Mongol alternative bands, and you have a great voice. Luna has a new boyfriend that works the prophet, and none of us like him. He's really creepy and weird. Like, weirder than Luna, believe it or not. George went out with Angelina Johnson a few times, but he said she wanted to get too serious, so they broke it off. Harry fixed Neville up with some girl named Esmeralda, whose brother plays on his team. They've gone out 3 times. She's kind of pretty, but you're definitely prettier. Jamie says you're going out with William, but he thinks you still like Neville. I told Neville he should ask you out, but he says he can't because you're William's girlfriend and William's at Gryffindor. It's in the Gryffindor Code of Honour. Do you know Neville's Tim's herbology professor? He says it's kind of weird, and he has to keep telling himself not to pay more attention to Tim than anybody else. Oh, and I guess someone polyjuiced themselves into looking like him, and told Sybil she was beautiful, and thought he was crazy about her and stuff. He said he thought it was funny at first, and he knows it was Tim. But now it's gotten kind of old, because he has to put these fancy locking spells on his cottage every night, because she came over once in her bathrobe, and told him she hadn't anything on under it. Isn't that the grossest thing ever? He said he almost died. Oh, here's something funny. Tim told Neville that Sybil shagged Jamie once. Can you believe it? I don't know where he came up with that. I thought it was hilarious, but Jamie didn't think it was funny at all. I can't think of much other good gossip. Ron and Bill are just boring because they're married and have kids, and Charlie's been gone flying dragons. I moved back in with Mum and Dad because I spent a lot of the money I made from my books. I like shopping way, way, way too much. Jamie says I have like 1,000 purses, and maybe he's right. Talk to you later, Ginny. Dear Ginny, I think Remus is right about us. I always get along better with guys, too. And I spend way too much money on shopping, and I have like 1,000,000 purses, too. I shop with my mum once in a while, but she's all depressed and stuff because Tim's gone and my arsehole dad's always in such a bad mood. I feel really sorry for her, but she's not much fun anymore. Remus finally got back from like 3 weeks in Romania last week, and he ran into Percy on one of the elevators at the ministry, and Percy asked him how his muggle slut of a girlfriend was. Can you believe it? He must have a death wish or something. Elizabeth said they got in this big fight and Remus hit him like 6 times, and nobody would get in the middle of it, not even the security trolls, so Kingsley had to come out of his office. I guess you probably know, though, since Percy's in St. Mungo's. Oh, I broke up with William, so maybe if you happen to see Neville, you might happen to mention it. I can't believe nobody fun's going to be coming over for Christmas now, thanks to my fucking asshole dad. Jimmy says you like Mongol clothes, and if you want to go shopping, I'm going back to the mall tomorrow. Let me know and we can meet up there. Talk to you later, Rosie. Hey, Rosie, that was totally fun shopping all day at the Muggle Mall. I like Muggle clothes a lot better. Dad wanted to hear about every single thing we did. I didn't tell him about throwing our wine on that smart-ass waiter or how I changed the price tags on stuff. Ha ha. I can't wait to go back on Thursday. That fight Percy and Remus had was in the Prophet this morning with a bunch of pictures. That giant cow, Rita Skeeter, wrote some shite about how the ministry needs to be concerned about Remus and his temper, and that some people think he's awfully violent. And is it really a good idea to have a werewolf as an auror? Remus didn't care, but I guess your aunt got really mad, and she got Teddy to take her to the Prophet office, and she went in and yelled at the editor for so long he called security to get her out. But they wouldn't do anything because she's 9 months pregnant, and that would look kind of bad. Then Rita Skeeter came in and she hit her with her purse and slapped her right across the face. Elizabeth's totally cool. You're lucky. My aunt's like really old and super boring. You remember Auntie Muriel from the books? She's exactly like that in real life, and so are all my aunts. You can ask anybody. Hope to see you soon. Ginny.
Elizabeth. Owing to certain words which I may have spoken, implying ill of your character, I feel it is my duty as a gentleman to apologise to you. I have always prided myself upon my comportment as a gentleman, despite, I am sorry to say, the ill influence of my brothers and sister. I must add, however, that as you have trifled with my affections in a most egregious manner, leading me to believe you entertained a great attachment and even love for me, it is quite understandable that I am shocked and appalled by your recent behaviour. I will alleviate your certain distress concerning my physical condition by assuring you that although I have indeed suffered greatly, my mother visits me daily, and the staff has been most understanding and frequently offers me the sleeping draught. Although it would certainly be understandable to avenge myself from this vicious attack, I have decided this would lower me to the level of this person, if one could call him that, but I am too well-bred to call him a beast, as others might, you have chosen to misalign yourself with. I do understand that women are easily malleable, however, and cannot be completely blamed for their misbehaviour. Most sincerely, etc. Percival Maximus Wheezy, Esquire, Head of the Department of Transfiguration.
Percy, that was the poorest excuse for an apology I've ever read, and I know you only wrote it because Remus told you you'd better. I'm saving it for George because he can entertain me by making fun of it when I'm bored. You know very well I never said one word to encourage you. If you think I'm easily led, you're quite mistaken. And don't you dare insinuate that Remus is not a person. If you've something to say about that, come and say it to my face if you've got the nerve, which I highly doubt. I'm not the least bit concerned about your suffering, and it's quite telling that no one but your mother can stand to visit you. I'd say the reason the healers are offering you that sleeping draught all the time is because they want you to shut your mouth. And the word is comportment, not compartment. A compartment is where Harry and Ginny and Neville and Ron and Luna were sitting when Remus saved them from the Dementor. You know, when you were prefect and were supposed to be patrolling the corridors. Elizabeth E. Fanshawe.
Remus, I didn't get your last note for a while because it ended up under the couch somehow. I think the wind blew it off the coffee table. Maybe you should start putting them on our bed. I was worried to death because I hadn't heard from you, so I sent Kingsley an owl, and he probably thinks I'm an idiot. I bet the Minister of Magic gets 1,000 owls a day. But he sent me that Lynx Patronus right away and told me everything was fine, and he was awfully nice. I can't believe he made you leave already after 3 days at home. I miss you so much I can't stand it, and I probably shouldn't be writing because I'll sound like Loretta. I think I told you once Loretta whined and bawled all day, and that's what I've been doing. I don't know what you said to Wheezer in that letter, because he ran off with it, but he let out this unearthly shriek, and now he's asking me every 5 minutes if I need something, and calling me my mistress, Queen of Muggles, with the sycophantic grin that's creepier than when he's scowling. Whatever it is, I guess you got your point across.
George says he's coming over tonight, and he has something funny that will cheer me up. I hope it doesn't blow up the house. I'm sorry this isn't a very cheerful letter. I promise I'll do better in the next one. I love you, Liz.
Kingsley, if you don't get me out of this bloody hellhole, I'm going to kill you. Elizabeth is upset, and I've been living in this cave for a bloody month with 3 damn days off. I finally found this damn Death Eater you want so bad, and I trailed him to a bar, and it turns out to be the hotspot for gay Transylvanian vampires, and this fucker asked me to dance with him. Quit laughing. I'd like to go home and see my girlfriend before she dumps me for somebody who actually comes home at night. Send somebody else after these damn vampires for a change. I don't give a fuck if they can bite them. They can use their bloody wands, can't they? Tomorrow's 2 days before full moon, and if I can't see Elizabeth before I've got to shut myself up, somebody is going to pay. I hope this pisses you off so much that you fire me. Remus.
From the office of the Minister of Magic. Minister of Magic, Kingsley, Judson, Shacklebolt. Now post Remus J. Lupin, Senior Auror, Captain, Auror of the Phoenix. Remus, for God's sake, go home, then, and quit your bloody whining. I am well aware it's 2 days before full moon. I own a calendar. And I don't give a damn if you try and kill me. Come and take me on, then. It'll be off the record. Not that it'll matter, because I'll blast your head off, and you know it. As far as your schedule, you had the whole summer off, if you've forgotten. And if you've danced with that bastard, you could have killed him and been done with it. Since when are you so damn homophobic? I'm having to pay that fucking Weasley sick leave while he's in St. Mungo's since he got injured at the ministry, and I'm taking every bit of it out of your paycheck. And I'm never going to fire you, so you might as well suck it up. Quit worrying about your girlfriend. Apparently she's rather fond of you, since I got an assault warrant against her from Rita Skeeter sitting on my desk. Go back tonight and let that fucker pick you up and finish him off. Then you can go home and slobber on Elizabeth all you want. I don't know what the hell's gotten into you. I seem to recall you were the one shouting at me that you didn't need 3 months off. Where's the dedication? Come by my office whenever you can prize yourself off Elizabeth so we can go out for a drink. I have got to get out of this building. Kings.
Kingsley, I've been searching my job description, and I seem to be missing the bit about dancing with Death Eaters. I shouldn't be surprised you expect it, since you wanted me to fuck that bloody she-wolf to get information out of her. Apparently you feel I'm the Ministry's whore. And I'm not the least bit homophobic. Didn't I share a tent with you for a month, you sodding asshole? Your compassion for my situation is overwhelming. I had the summer off because my fucking leg was blown up, and if you don't let me stay home more, I'm going to let one of these bastards blast my leg again. That or I'll do it myself. What's gotten into me, as you put it, and I don't know where you picked up that Muggle expression, is that I hate being away from Elizabeth, and I'm not going to have her at home crying because of the motherfucking ministry. I'm not supposed to be gone more than 4 out of 8 days, and you bloody well know it. Read my damn contract. Don't be so sure you can kill me. I'll have your great black ass for breakfast. I don't give a shit about how much you take out of my paycheck for Percy's hospital bill, and I hope he stays in there until he rots. Anyway, you pissed me off so much I just went to that fucker's house and killed him on his front porch, so I suppose I can miss out on the romantic rendezvous. I'm going home, and I'll come by in a few days. We can go to the Hogshead if you're still speaking to me. Elizabeth doesn't like it because it smells like goats, and Aberforth's been telling me I'm ignoring him after all his brother did for me. The honour party is on December 6th at my house, 7 in the evening. You'll get a formal invitation if it can get past your secretary. Come early so you can meet Elizabeth properly, and try not to scare Neville, will you? Remus.
Remus, what the hell's going on with William? He just told me some crazy story about how he's going off to become a priest, and he can't see anybody for 6 months. What's he thinking? Do you think it's my fault because I broke up with him? He totally freaked me out. And he says the rake, or Fred, or whatever, wants to stay at our house. How's he ever going to get cured? You better start staying home more. Elizabeth says she's awfully lonesome, and she hates that you're gone all the time. Rosie.
Rosie. William told me about this a week ago, but he wanted to tell you himself. I had the same thoughts as you, but we talked for a few hours, and he's quite serious. Spending a few months under a curse apparently motivated him to think about his soul. He says he's gotten saved, and he feels this is what he's meant to do, and I believe him. What he's talking about is pretty typical for a wizard priest. They aren't like Catholic priests. They can marry, and they aren't under the authority of some governing body. The training's done in a seminary where the students stay exclusively for the first 6 months as a kind of immersion experience. I suppose, and probably to ascertain if they're really serious about it. It's another 2 years after that, but they can come and go on holidays and such. The one he's gone to is in Greenland. There's a pretty big wizard population there. It hasn't anything to do with you, although that may have been a catalyst. He didn't tell you sooner because he wasn't quite sure you'd believe him. I suppose I've mixed feelings about it because I'll miss him. I would have liked him to be around when the baby's born, but I'm rather proud of him as well. He asked me if I'd look after Fred, and I'll come collect him every now and then. I think it's not a transfiguration issue, but more along the lines of a curse. I'll keep working on it. Don't mention my damn job. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm getting ready to go home, so I'll be able to talk to you later. Remus.
From the office of the Minister of Magic, Minister of Magic, Kingsley Judson Shacklebolt, outpost Remus Lupin, Senior Auror, Captain Order of the Phoenix. Remus.
All right, calm the fuck down. You hadn't told me you were so in love with this girl. It's been nothing but the Order with you for years, you know.
I suppose this is the girl you meant when we had our many pathetic conversations about our tragic love lives while we were guarding that bloody door. I still can't go near the Department of Mysteries without shuddering when I see it. What was it, 4 months we spent looking at that damn door? Certainly I'm still speaking with you. I haven't had anyone stand up to me since Mad-Eye told me he'd break my arm if I took that last piece of toast. I don't think you can imagine it since you've been harassed most of your life, but it gets damned annoying to have everyone sucking up to you day and night. Bit of honesty is rather refreshing. And if you were the Ministry's whore, I'd keep you for my personal assistant, although I'd be glad to appoint you the position if you'd like. I'm sure the governors would approve it. Of course, I remember the camp at Laughlin. I shouldn't have called you homophobic. You're the only male member of the Order that would ever share a tent with me other than Hagrid, and that's only because he hasn't figured it out yet.
Certainly I'll come to the Order party. I'd hate to disappoint Neville. I know he's awfully fond of me. Kings.
Rosie. Tim told me you named your owl after my mum. I wanted to tell you thanks, and I thought it was awfully nice. I don't think Tim's ever going to think of me as a professor, especially now because I almost started crying. I don't know anybody that ever named anything after my mum. Speaking of mum, I thought I'd tell you what's been going on with her. After you told Remus what we saw in their 6th year, he did a Legilimens spell on Dad, and it turns out he was a spy for the Slytherins, and later Voldemort. Can you believe it? Mum figured it out, and he told her if she turned him in, the Death Eaters would kill me. So she got super depressed, and that's why after the Cruciatus Curse, she never got better. I guess subconsciously, she really didn't want to. I was really upset about my dad at first, but Remus said it hadn't anything to do with me, and I was just like my mum, which was what you said too. And he thinks maybe Mum can get better now that we know what the problem is. That's why I was really happy that afternoon when we went to the Hogshead. I moved to 2 different floors, and she isn't around my dad ever. I visit her every day and try to cheer her up. She seems a bit better, but it's hard to tell. I just wish she'd say my name. I've been thinking she needs to live somewhere less depressing than St. Mungo's, which is pretty much anywhere other than Azkaban, and I might bring her home to live with me. Harry says I better not, because he's sorry he's stuck with Dudley. And George and Ron say she'll scare girls off, and I'll be really tied down. Remus says it would help her, but he knows it would be hard for me. Your Aunt Elizabeth told me I should do what I want and not worry what anybody else says. I can't ever decide anything, though. I don't care about being tied down, but I'm afraid I'll bring her here and get my hopes up, and then nothing will change at all. What do you think? I don't know why I told you all this, but I suppose because you weren't back with me, and if you hadn't, none of it would have come out. Sorry if I sounded weird or whatever in my letter after I left, but I was upset, and I figured you'd take your dad's side, because I know you were really close to him, but Ginny told me that isn't true at all. Anyway, I hope we could still be friends at least. Best wishes, Neville.
Elizabeth, why didn't you tell me you were talking to Neville about his mum and all? You know I want to know. Honestly, you and Remus don't tell me anything, and I tell you two everything. Do you only talk to wizards now? Rosie.
Rosie, you needn't be such a drama queen. I didn't say anything about Neville's mum because I thought it was his own business and he might not want it talked about. And you never told me you wanted to know everything he says. He actually comes over here quite a bit. So do Harry and George. It's always coincidentally when Remus is gone for a while. I know he sends them round to spy on me and make sure I'm not doing anything dangerous like picking up a quill pen or brewing coffee. Neville fusses at me like some old woman, and I think he wants me to complain about it so Remus will know he's doing his job. He was kind of nervous around me at first and kept dropping stuff, but I guess he's gotten over it now because he just flops on the floor and starts moaning about his mom or the Slytherins or Sybil Trelawney bothering him in his gloomy voice. His gran wrote him a letter. He showed it to me. Basically told him that she wasn't going to write him, so he needn't expect to hear from her, which is pretty funny if you think about it. I can't decide who's worse, her or mother. Remus conjured up this card game one night called Exploding Vulture Hat. You know, like Exploding Snap. Did William ever teach you to play? And when you picked up the cards that had pictures of mother or Neville's gran on it, they would blow up, shrieking,
Mothers would yell, "You are a scarlet woman, missy!" And Neville's gran would yell, "Can you never remember anything, Neville?" And actual pieces of their hats would come out of the cards. It was great. Neville was laughing so hard he was crying. I don't think he misses his gran too much. "Why don't you come to the Order Christmas party? It's this Friday, December 6th. It's for Order members and whoever they invite, but I figure I can invite somebody as well. It's at 7, but please come over early if you want. Love, Elizabeth." "Dear Neville, thanks for writing me and telling me about your mum. I'm really glad you're trying to help her, and I know she doesn't know me, but I could visit her too if you think it would cheer her up. Elizabeth is right, and you should do what you want. Even if it doesn't work out, at least you'll know you've tried, right? She won't scare off girls that really like you. And why would you like some girl who didn't understand about your mum anyway? Elizabeth invited me to the Order Christmas party, so hopefully I'll see you there. You better not bring a date, because I want to talk to you, and she might get jealous and put a hex on me or something. Well, maybe not. I guess you know Ginny and I are friends now, and I bet Ginny could out-hex any girl. See you Friday, Rosie."
"Rosie, Elizabeth informs me if we don't want to face your wrath, we'd better let you know every move Neville makes and every word that comes out of his mouth. I've already got McGonagall after me, so I'm not taking any chances. Anyway, Neville came over last night having some sort of seizure because he's asked some girl to the Order party, and now he's found out you're coming and he wishes he'd never asked her. So he stomped around moaning for about 2 hours about what bad luck he has, and when I told him to quit whining, he said at least he wasn't saying it was dead hopeless and his whole bloody life sucks, and in his next life he's coming back as a toilet brush. Thanks for taking him back to the Gryffindor comment room, by the way. You need to come to the party early and stay with Elizabeth, because she won't behave herself at all. Yesterday she was standing up on a chair, putting up curtains. She's making me a nervous wreck, and if I say anything to her, she starts yelling that she isn't going to speak to me if I don't quit bothering her. See you Friday, Remus. P.S. Neville thought the out-hex-any-girl thing was pretty funny. That's not actually an expression we ever use. It's more something like, she could never take Ginny on, or as William told me, my lovable great-great-grandfather shouted him at the breakfast table, "Don't try to take me on." I shouldn't have mentioned John. I guarantee you he'll show up within a week. I think he has some way of reading my mail.